in the 70s.
Call the show at 402-466-3776.
Guess who gets to do this later?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I know the words.
I'm not going to do it.
Welcome back into Hooks and Friends. Fast-moving first hour. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're off to a great start on your Tuesday. Roll your windows down if you're driving around today. It's going to be toasty.
Pump that Quad City DJ tune.
It's going to be toasty. Sunglasses are to be used today, as currently we're at 42, headed to 49 today. So before we get to what's trending at 10, let's bring Gary Jerry on. Gary Jerry, how are you, my friend? I am grateful and glad to hear all the good news coming out of your camp, man.
Oh, man, isn't that wonderful?
It's incredible. So I know there's been a lot of thoughts and stuff out there for you guys, so that's great news.
Hey, I got my surfboard waxed, ready to go, bud.
Well, go!
Heading to the beach today.
Heading to the beach. Oh, yeah, well, how about that stuff? I guess on a good stormy day, you could go out to Ogallala and get something out there, maybe.
Probably.
Anyway, have you talked about Theo Epstein at all?
Not yet.
Oh, well, it's a good time to do it. We got to have a little baseball anyway. Mm-hmm. Of course, we all know that he resigned from the Cubs.
Yep.
And got a job as a consultant with Major League Baseball.
You talk some sense in those guys.
And the question now is, are they grooming him for the commissioner of Major League Baseball?
That is a great
question. Wouldn't rule that out.
Question. Would not rule that out. He's a very talented individual.
He would be a great commissioner for the game. Because he loves the game. He's not a separate entity from the game. He's not some businessman that they got.
I think they have also, by the way, and you probably heard this too, they did it. They got Ken Griffey Jr. is on an advisory type deal with Major League Baseball too right now.
Oh my!
I think that's a really nice hire. I don't know what the capacity looks like for him, but I think that's getting players involved at that level, I think is going to be amazing.
You know, the best thing they ever did when they did it was hired Joe Torre.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to get some good baseball guys in there to guys who understand the players a little better than the people who really have not been associated with baseball. They're great business people, but there's just not that feel of baseball there.
Nope. But if you're outside today, it's going to feel like it.
Right. It was hard to feel baseball last week.
I know. Hey, I saw some grass. You could tee it up, man.
Get out of here.
My idea of getting teed up is a technical foul in basketball.
I promise you, the first time it is cleared off and dry enough, this guy is gone.
Oh, man, yeah. Have you ever played out in California?
I have not yet.
If you ever get to California and you want to play, there's two courses. I cut my teeth on a course called Red Hawk, and they're out of Temecula, California, which is halfway between Orange County and San Diego. And Red Hawk, and you'll see why I think Torrey Pines is a piece of cake compared to some others. Red Hawk is brutal.
I mean,
really brutal. They have one, at that time, they had one par four that was under 400 yards.
Wow.
Is it tougher than Cool Crest?
I don't know that one.
Okay.
Oh, Gary. I even know what Cool Crest is.
It was that course at about 48th and O Street 30 years ago.
Oh, I was in California.
Oh, right. It was Cali, so.
Yeah, so, no, I didn't. I have no idea what Cool Crest was.
So we'll have to check it out.
It's a little tougher than Putt-Putt Course down South Lincoln there.
Barely so. All right, Gary.
Anyway, but anyway, and the other one is Pelican Hills.
Okay, I'm writing them down.
All right. I'll see you guys later. Take care.
Have a good one.
See you, Gary.
Yep.
Let's get to what's trending at 10.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending.
It started with the whisper.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How
do you trend?
What you talking about, huh?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
Was that too quick?
No, this computer's just going so slow today.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I just jumped the gun.
Where did it come from?
Okay, I want to start with this story. There is a sand volleyball event going down. It's called the FIVB World Tour event. It's going down in Qatar, okay?
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, a ton of teams come into this, going to compete. And we all know what they wear during sand volleyball, right? Bikinis, the females, right?
I'm weird tape on their shoulders.
I have some of that tape, by the way. It helps.
Oh, does it?
Does it actually?
I'm there to watch the sport. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Please explain.
Well, apparently, the female volleyball players have been asked to wear shirts and long pants instead of bikinis out of respect for the host country, again, which is being taken place in Qatar. And apparently, some players are boycotting the tournament because of this.
They're more aerodynamic.
Well, you can move around quicker, right?
Get cleaned off quicker.
It's sand volleyball. You're sand playing volleyball. On the beach.
That's a disaster. Don't go play there then.
Yeah, so a lot of these players
don't go
play
there.
Somewhere else.
And they even have like these diagrams and pictures showing which clothing is okay to wear. Just interesting.
Are they required to cover their head, as you know, like maybe some of the religious things are requirements too?
True.
I mean, then it gets hot.
I hear you.
Nah.
Moving on. Some Jeff Bezos moves could be happening soon. So we all know that he just stepped down from the CEO of Amazon. Yep. And we've talked about a lot in the past year about Bezos maybe buying the Washington football team. And that's heating up again.
Okay.
That's heating up again. Apparently, there's reports out there that he's been dealing with some investment banking and how this could be leading to the purchase of the Washington football team.
That would be interesting, to say the least.
It's now starting to roll off the tongue.
Maybe get Dan Snyder out.
Yeah.
For sure.
One of the top two most overbearing, underachieving owners, him and Jerry Jones.
Yeah, you know, throw in Mr. Dolan with the Knicks. That's Dan true. Gilbert with the Cavs.
Sure there's more out there.
Mm-hmm.
This came out just about an hour ago.
Oh.
The Rockets have released DeMarcus Cousins. Any team can sign him.
Hello, Lakers.
The Lakers are looking at him. Do you guys think that'd be a good fit?
Yes.
It would.
It would be a good not backup, but like you've got AD down right now, and they're going to really err on the side of caution with AD. You get Boogie in there. He was there before, right? Bring him back. Could be part of that run. And they just got, I think, have they released Quinn Cook yet? I think
they did.
Released Quinn Cook to free up some space.
That's right.
They'll need him. Because as of right now, they wouldn't have an answer for Embiid in the finals.
And especially AD right now, he's dealing with some injury.
Yes, a lot. The Achilles is a caution. We'll be able to ask James about that tomorrow and what that looks like. Because it's, I think they're probably being really cautious right now.
CBS Sports also puts out some other teams that could land Cousins. The Trailblazers.
I guess be all right.
It would help. Obviously. The Raptors.
Yeah.
The Warriors. Mm-hmm. Apparently he could be making a return back to Golden State.
No.
And then the Knicks. I thought about the Knicks. And, you know, obviously they need help. And if they can get another big guy,
that
would
presence.
Help big. But
veteran presence, maybe?
Would Boogie really go to the Knicks?
I don't know.
It's New York, man.
It's New York.
There's a draw.
What are you paying?
Still a draw.
Also, speaking of the Lakers, so we just mentioned that AD, you know, he's out with that injury. Mm-hmm. Dennis Schroeder, he's missing the next few games because of the safety protocols.
Yep.
So LeBron's playing a lot of basketball
he's playing
right
a lot,
now,
man.
And the Lakers are actually trying to sit him, but he's saying no.
He's not having it.
I'm playing.
Like, yeah, he's like he's dismissing the narrative that he needs more rest.
Do you
he's
think
built so different? Like again, he'll get tired. He'll get nights off, but they're just guys that are just built different, man.
Do you
at
think,
his age and what he's doing and the minutes he's playing?
And do you guys think that's cool with him making that decision?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of say-so there.
Some people are arguing that the team, you know, if the team wants him to sit, he should sit.
By the way, no, I am 13. I'm not ignoring it. I just laughed. You didn't hear me laugh, but I just laughed at Thew. He said, are we really going to ignore the fact that Thew just said the Sixers are going to make the finals? I just laughed about it.
Dude.
He's getting his play right now.
The Nets are playing great basketball. Yeah. I'm telling you. Okay.
But they're not playing defense.
I just laugh. I chuckle.
What do you mean? They're on a 5-game win streak. They just beat the Lakers and the Clippers.
Okay, you just go on your rant right now.
No, we'll I'm saying I guarantee the Nets are in the finals this year. I'm guaranteeing.
Oh, are you booking? Use a book.
Holy Joe Namath here.
Book something.
I don't have a book it here. Let me play Knicks here.
Yeah, currently is sitting a Brooklyn a half game back. All of a sudden in that that division,
a half game back.
I am 13. Retweeted back said, "Thank the Lord that I just laughed and stuff." So,
a half game back of who?
Are the Sixers right now?
Okay, one spot.
Did you see him dumping 50 the other night?
Yeah, he did. He had a great game.
It's an Embiid game, not team.
We talked yesterday about the Seattle Mariners and how their CEO, Kevin Mather, is
he go.
He's in some deep waters, and yeah, yesterday he resigned.
I'm in trouble. I got to get out of here. See ya.
That didn't take long.
No pressure there to get out.
I would say so.
Job over.
You can't be saying that kind of stuff.
Nope.
Especially when people in your lower...
Not when everything gets videotaped.
Exactly. Hooks, you showed Thew the video earlier of the Oklahoma wide receiver who got his ass beat.
Knocked out.
In the bathroom at some Oklahoma bar, and it wasn't good.
He
got
no.
his ass kicked. His buddy got his ass kicked. But apparently we got some stuff coming out about this. His name is Spencer Jones. He's a wide receiver for Oklahoma. Apparently the guy has a lawyer, and the lawyer is now giving us some information.
Some information. Dude almost, like, they're talking about, he almost lost an eye.
Yeah.
Because if you hadn't seen it, it's out there, and he ended up picking on a kid in the bathroom that had some advanced MMA training.
It didn't end well.
And he got whooped. Almost lost an eye.
He'll be in the transfer portal next week.
You saw it. As soon as it happened, it went whap, whap. And then next you know, he's like in the guillotine?
Yeah, apparently.
And then he tried to put him in the lock. Then he tried to like tap him out with the arm. Like it went instantly like MMA.
He had him in the figure four.
It's funny, man. They talk about the surgery he actually had to do. He had a 4-hour outpatient operation to fix his eye.
Fix that eye socket, probably.
Jeez.
It's insane. But this guy's lawyer has came out and spoke, and he said that Spencer Jones was trying to be a peacekeeper.
Dude, go look at that video. He ain't peacekeeping nothing.
And the guy who beat him up is disagreeing with him. So we have a little...
it doesn't look like... If you look at the video, it doesn't look like there's peacekeeping.
No, the guy
who... Because doesn't it look like the guy who in a... beating the Oklahoma guy up. Looked like his nose was bleeding already.
The UFC, yeah, he like wiped something from his face, and he was pushed.
And then one of the Oklahoma player's buddies pushed this guy.
Yeah, and that's...
And then the player himself was talking a lot of smack, and then whap, 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 whap.
Yeah, did that.
Before he knew it, he was like unconscious. No motion.
Yeah, four hits before that guy knew what had happened.
He go.
Where did it come from?
Go. Bye.
Oklahoma bar gate is what we should be calling this. The last thing I got, the NFL came out and announced today that they are moving the 2021 season to a 17-game season.
Okay.
And we're going to have 3 preseason games instead of 4. So NFL has a 17th game this season. Thoughts on that?
Go good. For it. Let's go. Giddy up.
I like it.
Rock and roll. Let's go. We're going to talk a lot of NFL after this, though, because there's a lot of buzz in the NFL coming up.
I thought you were going to touch on how many offers Nebraska had put out for college.
Oh, yeah. I was going to touch on that.
How many? How did you get a chance to see how many it was?
No, but I'm guessing it's around, what, like 30 to 50?
Oh, no. No,
it's 250.
It's like 380.
Okay, so with that being said, what do you want to say about it?
Well, I think there's a lot. Iowa had come out and they had bashed Nebraska on their way of recruiting, because apparently Iowa will only send out these offers when they're really serious. And, you know, there's no right or wrong way to recruit. You know, Nebraska, obviously being in the Midwest, when you send out 380 offers, obviously you can't sign 380 kids. So they cast this net. Some kids are going to be higher recruits. Some are going to be lower recruits. And you take the first kid that comes along, obviously. You know, and not all of those are committable. Like, a kid will be ready to commit, and they'll say, no, you know, you're going to have to wait. I want you to hold off. It's not really, right now. But, and they wait a little bit until that gets dwindled down. Now, once a kid commits, or the school gives them the go ahead and they commit, that's different. And obviously once a kid commits, you know, you hope that the you hope that the school honors that commitment and doesn't, you know, yank it out from under their feet.
Like what Tennessee did a few weeks ago.
Or what happened to my son last night.
Oh man.
Yeah, he's on a select football team, was told he made the team. Sat down, told he made the team. Get a call the next day. Son, you're not on the team.
Oh my Lord.
And I don't know what you tell a 12-year-old about that, other than there's just some really, really bad, terrible people in the world to do that to a 12-year-old. But
that sucks.
He'll rebound. Xavier's tough.
He is tough.
But yeah, you got to put up with stuff and people like that in the world. That's how Nebraska recruits.
Yeah, yep. Yep. So, I got a couple for you stats that was stuff that we've talked about. Absolutely. Stuff that we talked about. We talked about Tony Finau, right?
That's right.
At the last, I played out at Riviera, the Genesis Open out there. And heartbreak again for Tony out there. So since his last win, right, in 2016, 2017, 37 top 10s, 21 top 5s, 8 runner-ups.
Ooh. 8.
8 runner-ups.
And he's only won once, right?
Since, 2016, 2017 seasons when he last won. Also, a couple more here. Cool stat that was put out with regards to college volleyball. There have been 564 Ooh. AVCA polls since it began in 1982. Okay?
Okay.
As of today, your Nebraska Cornhuskers are the only volleyball program that has appeared in every single poll since 1982.
That is amazing.
That is. Hats off to John Cook.
Yes. Terry Pettit. Yeah, all of them. So that's a tremendous thing. Last one. We remember back just a few weeks ago, we had Tom Brady on the back of a boat.
A boat.
Maybe throwing a Lombardi trophy across the way. Wow. And obviously there was backlash from the daughter of the maker of the Lombardi, asking for apologies, yada, yada, yada. No. Brady's responded.
I haven't even heard about this.
Tom Brady is now creating an 8-bit version of himself throwing the Lombardi trophy. 100% chance he put this logo on a t-shirt and makes billions. It says, it was on his Instagram, and it shows him in like this, it almost looks like a Tecmo Bowl like kind of thing with his shirt and his hat backwards and his sunglasses and the trophy like halfway. And it says, riskiest pass I've threw all season. So no, Brady probably is not apologizing.
I got something here. This just came out, guys. We have the Class A district assignments.
Assignment. Here you go.
That were released
for this boys, right?
Boys basketball. Yes. Sorry about that.
Class A, baby.
Yep. Your number one seeds are, the number one overall seed was Bellevue West. They're 20-2. The number one seed in the 2 district is Millard North. Creighton Prep got the one seed in the 3 district. Pius, they got the one seed in the 4th district. Omaha Central gets the 5th. Papillion-La Vista, they're good. They got these. Mm-hmm. They're in the 6th district. And then Omaha West Side, they're the 7th number one seed.
Nice. That's coming up. When do they start, Will?
Let's see. Games start on the 26th. So that's Friday.
Friday.
Cool.
Giddy up.
We will have surely one of those matchups here on ESPN Lincoln for you.
Yep. So absolutely.
Surely.
Also, this last one just came across, Golf World. As we know, about a month ago, the Augusta National and the Masters said they would be allowing a limited number of fans back on the grounds as they get to play in April.
Will also, you be there?
No.
Okay.
No.
Baseball
season.
Oh, that's right.
You said that about the waste management.
Yeah, and there he is.
Back, and there you are sending pictures of Rory teeing off.
Look, there's Bill.
Also just announced, following Augusta National's lead, the 2021 PGA Championship will be allowing a limited number of fans at Kiawah Island in May. And all 10,000 fans will be allowed in the gates at Kiawah in May, which is a lot more, by the way, if you look at those numbers. Again, I was at the waste management, and it was 5,000 a day. They're up in the ante down there when they start playing. That's also, so they'll have 10,000 a day. Remember, that's also the tournament, that group of tournaments, men's, women's, seniors, and I believe the amateur deal going on down there, they'll be allowing the range finders.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
During that tournament, so.
Will, You went over. I know we've got a lot of local schools here in the area, just on the outsides of town. Did they come out with a Class B or C as well, or is it just A?
Let me do some digging.
Okay, because I'm obviously the Norris program is doing really well. Waverly, not sure if Crete would fall in that. With the Class C, Lincoln Christian's been playing some good ball lately, and I didn't know if those had come out yet as well.
I'm going to look right now.
Okay.
While Will does that, let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, a couple more things to get to. We're going to talk some NFL, and don't want to forget about them, as we've been talking a lot about them. You're Nebraska Cornhuskers. We'll play basketball tonight.